The Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta is one of the largest of its kind in the world. With over 60 exhibits, each carefully maintained, some of the water tanks are mind-blowingly large. The huge facility is geared towards kids and families. Kids and the young at heart can even crawl into some of the animals' habitats.
So I'm going to crawl into a tunnel here. Outside the tunnel are some African penguins. Let's go in.
We got left.
There are lots of people under here. From where you can see the underground tank where the penguins are.
There's also a dolphin show featuring Broadway-style singing and dancing, and of course, dolphins performing tricks.
AT&T welcomes you to Dolphin Tales.
Megan Gibbons works in public relations for the aquarium. She says that one of the park's most popular displays is the beluga whale tank. The display currently holds four of these unique-looking white whales, each of them about 3 meters long.
We have two that are fully grown and two that are juvenile. So you're seeing Beethoven is our largest male, and then this is Maris coming over, who's our female.
Georgia Aquarium officials are finding themselves in some hot water over plans to import 18 belugas from Russia for breeding purposes. Under the plan, the aquarium would own all of the animals, but only keep four in its facility in Atlanta. The others would be lent to aquariums around the United States. But the application for a license to import the whales has reopened a debate about the morality of keeping highly intelligent cetaceans like whales and dolphins in captivity. Georgia Aquarium manager Scott Higley says his facility performs an important educational mission.
It's so important that we have beluga whales in human care in accredited U.S. facilities like Georgia Aquarium so that we can educate the public about beluga whales.
Higley says there's still much to be learned from whales in captivity.
We know probably roughly half currently of what we need to know about beluga whales. And while we can observe the animals in their natural habitats and we can say, okay, we see what they're doing, we see their behaviors, but we can't really understand why they do what they do.
But Lori Marino, a beluga expert at Emory University in Atlanta, says the Georgia Aquarium is not conducting peer-reviewed scientific research on the belugas it already has and isn't likely to do so with the new whales that it's planning to acquire. Marino is part of a growing number of marine biologists who are philosophically against keeping cetaceans in captivity.
We need to know a lot more about belugas, but the way to do it is not to take healthy individuals from their natural habitat, plop them in a tank, and sell tickets for the public to see them.
Marino says the Georgia Aquarium and similar institutions are engaging in husbandry research. That is, they want to learn as much as possible about breeding whales more effectively. And this raises moral questions for those who believe whales should choose their own mating partners. But Higley maintains his institution is looking after the whales' best interests.
We try to look at the best potential for social groupings that would be very similar to what they would have in their natural environments. And the second thing, and this is the all-important reason, is that they'll be selected for the purposes of breeding. Because the entire reason behind this initiative is the fact that we as a zoological community in the U.S., in spite of the success I mentioned earlier, in breeding these animals, we find ourselves at a crossroads. And currently, we're lacking optimum age and sex distribution among the animals currently in our care, as well as the variety of genetics that we would need in order to be able to sustain the current population for decades to come.
The pro and anti-captivity sides are engaging in a media debate that has grabbed headlines nationwide. For example, on the issue of beluga whale lifespan, Higley says,
beluga whales in human care live as long as their wild counterparts do.
But Marino and others dispute this.
They don't live longer. They live much shorter lives. They live stressful lives, and they're dying of diseases.
Marino says data from the U.S. Marine Mammal Inventory show that whales in captivity have shorter lifespans than those in the wild and die from stress-related illnesses like bleeding ulcers.
The Georgia Aquarium lost a beluga, and she had ulcers. So you get ulcers when you're under stress.
Marino and other scientists are pushing for a complete phase-out of cetaceans in captivity. This would mean ending breeding programs and moving whales and dolphins that can't be released into the wild into sea pens, which more closely resemble their natural habitats. Though public support for freeing the whales is growing, regulators still need to be convinced. and that seems unlikely to happen quickly. Marino and others concede that the Georgia Aquarium will probably be granted its permit to import the belugas, but still, they're not going to stop campaigning for better treatment for whales. Michael Scutoro, DW, Atlanta.